Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. And action. Satisfaction. Where am I?
Yeah, where are you? Are you getting your passport done?
I mean, that's what I look like.
DMV?
How is your passport picture, by the way?
Horrific. Oh my God, that is the story. I literally look like I should not be allowed into the country. And it's one of those things where I got it done before I was dating Jarrett. And it was also one of those things where it's like, I don't know if you have those. Like, I don't want your better half to see it because you realize how unattractive you were at the time. I was definitely annoyed. I remember, you know what annoyed me was the person said, smile. And don't say that to me because, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm not smiling when you say that to me.
I thought you're not supposed to smile in a passport picture.
I definitely was bloated and I was greasy. So I looked so bad in this. And it's one of those things, I think we've discussed it before. Like, my husband is very aggressive with the travel. He handles it all. I appreciate it. We're running through airports to get in certain lines. But when he sees it, he is like, my wife is a looker.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's awful. How's yours?
Your passport picture is, you know, most people's, like, you know, headshot for the rest of their life that they actually would want. Okay. Two things. I'm in Nashville. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. Per usual, we're just into it. I haven't spoken to Aaron today, which means that we're just going to let it all hang out because sometimes we talk before the podcast, sometimes we don't. We should never talk before the podcast because then it's like, blah, 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 blah. So I am in Nashville. I just wallpapered this wall. You know how we feel about wallpaper.
What kind of wallpaper? Is it a seagrass?
Well, there's a texture. I mean, it's not Philip Jeffries because I'm not as rich as you are. Philip Jeffries is like the most amazing wallpaper of all time. And Aaron in her wonderful mountain lodge has the most incredible wallpaper that I just go around touching. Don't touch the walls.
So nice.
It's like, don't look at the art in the Met. But so I just got this wallpaper. This is going to be an office. I would spin around the computer thing, but it's going to be a whole production.
I am
going to do a full Nashville reveal because I did almost finish this bad boy. And you know, I love a home renovation. So the before and afters are, in my humble opinion, great. So anyway, so I'm sitting in Nashville. I'm here for the next couple of weeks, but passport pictures, bringing it back. The passport, why so close? Speaking of bloat, like my passport picture is just cheeks. I look like Alvin, Simon, and Theodore all together. And it's just this close up. But I'm going to tell you what picture's really bad. And I don't know if they allow a redo, but clear. And every time I have to put the fingers, the eyes never work. And I have to say to them, can we please use the fingers? And they've already pushed the eyes and they've already moved it down. And now we're using fingers. And now I'm like, I got to use lotion because my fingers are not registering on the scanner. And then the picture pops up and I'm like, motherfucker. How do I redo the clear picture? Is this an option?
I didn't even know you had it.
Asking Jarrett.
Hi, Jarrett's Jarrett. Bringing my passport picture down.
Hold on.
We don't want to show back. Wait, you can't hear Carissa, but just say to Carissa, hi, honey.
Hi, babe.
How's your day?
Great.
How do you feel?
Cuties.
What was it? How bad
these two are hungover. That's why she's doing that look right now.
How bad is my passport picture? Like, the first time you saw it, what were your thoughts? If you want to be close to this mic.
Little chubby cheeks and
I look pale.
Yeah, you're not happy. A little shiny.
Told you.
I'm trying to figure out how to put this in the...
Let me see it.
Without, like, giving away information.
Yeah, no, that's about right. That's perfect. Okay.
I love you. Thank you.
It's a little on the blurry side, so I can't see, but I will say this. It's the shiny. The shiny is coming through.
And the pissed off.
You know, look... Here's what I say. Actually, this is a whole deal. It's better to look worse in those because then the person sees you and they're like, oh, wow, you're so much prettier. I'm going to tell you right now, your girl over here with my driver's license, which I'm having a hard time giving up, the California license, I was hair and makeup ready because I came straight from Extra on purpose to the DMV. Yeah. I fucking look great in this picture. I'm telling you, I am not ready to give it up. There are very few pictures that I like of myself because I'm always very critical and I'm like, eh, man, whatever. This one's crushing. And I am so mad. But I will tell you this. It happened today at the bank. I gave my license to the woman for a withdrawal. And she goes, oh, wow, you look so pretty in this picture. And I was like, well, fuck, this is because I'm mailing it in now. We might want to go the other way. Let's take this to a poll. Write us a DM on the Calm Down podcast. Would you rather have a good license and passport picture so people go, wow, you're way prettier in person? Or would you rather have a good passport clear or driver's license so then people are like, you used to be pretty? I don't know. Take it to the streets.
Yeah, we're taking it to the streets. Not that everybody has to deal with this, but, you know, prime example, and you mentioned clear, TSA, when I walk through, you know, we've got the mask on and they're like, you give it to them, take your mask off. And they look at my picture and they're like, oh, that's what you look like. And then I'm all made up. So I disagree. I think sometimes it's bad to have like a shitty photo of yourself.
But then don't they look at you when you're all, and then like they're like, wow, she's so pretty in person. I don't know.
I think they feel like I'm fooling America with like all the makeup. The other
you
thing
can't
is,
fool anyone in 4K. I'm going to tell you that right now. There is nothing that goes unnoticed anymore. It's like way too close for comfort sometimes, but you still work.
What's 4K?
Well, like it's the TV. Like there's used to be the 4D, now we're K. It might be 5Z by the time this thing's over. I don't know.
Golly, wait. So you have clear?
I thought
you were doing clear.
I know I have clear, but I'm not clear TSA pre-check. So that's okay. Fucking line. Mm-hmm. Oh, someone's trying to get in the door. Hold on a second. You know when it goes to your phone and then you miss it?
Yeah.
And the UPS, they're like, or I don't know that person.
Well, yeah, don't let them in either.
Okay. So I go, there's two different lines, especially at JFK. Anyone that travels at JFK, you know. It's like you've been banished. There's a clear line that's right when you get to Delta, and it's the TSA pre-check line. And I try to sneak over there, and then they look, and they go that way. And you got to walk 700 fucking miles like you're going to LaGuardia to get to that clear. And every time I go over there, I'm like, I'm the kid at the, you know, the kid table
who
doesn't
judged.
Get in.
Yeah.
I'm totally judged, but it's my fault. It's the off season. It's something I said I was going to do. So I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Do it. Okay. So that's what's happening in our neck of the woods.
I think, by the way, they should, for passports, driver's license, clear, anything that needs our photo, we should just stick to one. Like our avatar with Twitter. You know what I mean? Submit it and stick to one. Like, why do I need to take a picture? My clear photo is when apparently I thought having white hair with not one single low light was A, healthy for my scalp, and B, attractive for myself. It was just terrible. And these really, really fake, thick, gold earrings from, I think, Ross. I don't know. But that was what my Atlanta or my
housewives?
Yeah, I was living in Atlanta at the time. But that's what my clear photo is. So whenever I put it in, they're always like, ooh, you're so young. And I'm like, yeah, and really harsh with that hair. But oh, well, I thought it was cute.
No, you're doing great, sweetie. Hey, speaking of doing great, we need viewers, listeners, all the above are very concerned when you voice a health issue, which I love and I think is so sweet. We need a check in and diagnosis on the chest burning.
So, yes, I did over the weekend check in on the DMs that we were getting. People said it could be everything from an ulcer to maybe a rib out of place. I'm feeling a lot better. I will be honest, I didn't give a lot of details on the symptoms because I thought I would spare everybody the details and maybe embarrassment for myself. But I think that we are in the clear. So I appreciate everybody reaching out. So I think it's all good. Maybe something I ate.
Aaron, thank God Aaron has some discretion, because as you guys have learned on this podcast, I have zero. So maybe I should start being more like Aaron and weaving that in. I won't. I'll never have discretion. So it's fine. You either love it or you hate it. It is what it is. Okay. Also an update I mentioned on the last pod, couple things on the last podcast that we didn't get to. I was talking before we got on the last pod about me coming to Nashville and how when I come to Nashville, how obsessed I am with doing karaoke. And I love, you guys can find me on Broadway performing at any time, anywhere. I will get up on stage at Tootsie's. I will get up on stage at the stage. There's no place that I won't do karaoke at. I love it so much. It's so embarrassing because like Nashville is like a town full of like real singers. And so I just love it here. I'm only here for a couple weeks, but if anyone wants to go do a karaoke run with me, I'm down.
What's your go-to tune?
I thought you would never ask. Oh. Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time.
There's like a low breath. Turn back time.
I'll give it all
to you. Do you do it with her accent or do you do it as you singing?
And you love me. Love me.
Whoa.
That's just like a sample. I'm not even warmed up yet. Imagine how good this is going to get. And then there are moves involved. In fact, I'm willing to share with our listeners on our Calm Down Podcast IG a performance that someone recorded, not because I asked them to, but they did. And you guys be the judge of the moves, okay? I get really into it. I go down with the mic. I go up with the hand. Half of it's performance. Let's be honest. I love Taylor Swift. She's not a good performer. Carrie Underwood, good performer. Taylor Swift only does like one or two moves and like has a cat in the picture. Carrie's working those legs.
But Carrie Underwood doesn't, but I mean, it's kind of the same choreography. I'll step in and judge the choreography. Seven? It's
five,
like,
six, seven, eight. Okay, good. So you judge the choreography. See, you need to get out here right now and we need to hit up Broadway and anybody else that wants to come with us. We won't stop you. Blown away would be
so
yours.
Good.
Okay.
No. I need to learn those words.
Bonnie Raitt, let's give him something to talk about. You don't know anything about Bonnie Raitt.
I love
fine.
Her.
How rude of me to assume. Oh my God. I didn't know that you knew
Are
Bonnie
you
Raitt.
Out of your mind?
I'm so proud.
Hold
okay,
on. So I that's am looking at doing. My Spotify list right now to see what my song would be. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
I'm going to go back. So I don't know if you guys have, our wonderful listeners, loyal listeners and viewers, have heard Aaron and I on a new segment we are calling the pregame. It's 10 minutes we do before this podcast. So if anyone doesn't have the endurance to listen to our full, you know, 40 minutes of fun, it's just a little light sampling over there on the pregame 10 minutes. We were talking over there today because we had a wonderful viewer chime in with a question about, would we ever want to trade places on the sideline? Aaron goes to studio. I said, no fucking way. I'm not interested in going on the sidelines anymore. I don't know how Aaron's done it for so long, but she's the best at it. Okay, fine. One of the reasons that I don't want to go back on the sideline is for all the travel. I did a bit of traveling. I had to go to Texas, got stuck there for an ice storm. I was doing a house install for my favorite clients I've ever had in life. They're just the best. I would get stuck in the North Pole for them. But I had to go through Columbus. I was calling you. There was a lot of different detours in this situation. I wake up, the plane lands. I'm a great sleeper on the plane. I'm not a good sleeper in real life as of late. We'll get to that later. I need some of TB's pills or whatever he has. The cranberry, whatever, something. He's got
no,
some magical potion.
That's for UTI. Anyway.
Oh my God, I usually get those a lot.
Sure.
But anyways, so I fall asleep on the plane like I normally do. I get up and I'm going to get my bag out of the overhead, standard move, and it gets stuck. Every overhead is a different size based on the plane. Then it's based on the aircraft. The Delta, I know, on a cross country, I can get this suitcase in, no problem. Well, now we're on the Southwest, and now it's a smaller flight. Okay, fuck. So the suitcase fit on the way out here. It's not fitting on the way home. So I'm jamming it. Now people are like, can we help you?
And I'm like, no. You're the asshole.
This is what I'm talking about. Now I'm holding up the whole line, and I'm like, but I felt like Ben Stiller in Meet the Parents, where it's like he's trying to jam the suitcase into the conveyor belt thing and it's like it doesn't fit, so they have to check. He loses the engagement ring. I'm like, this fucking thing fit. I need to stop swearing. This thing fit on the way out here and now it's not fitting on the way home, so I'm ripping it out. And I feel like a NASCAR pit crew. If you don't, you've got like 20 seconds to gather your belongings, get everything together and roll it down or else everyone looks at you like you're a jackass. And I am not a new traveler. But why can we not have a little grace in the the exit off the plane?
No, I mean, who was our guest that was talking about this? Brian Baumgartner? Like, people are just in such a big hurry. They're so rude. I also die for the person that's standing behind you and their suitcase is one ahead of yours. So they're reaching and it's like, my head is here. And by the way, if you hit me and I have even more neck problems than I already have, like, I will come after you, basically. I was going to say punch you in the face, but that's aggressive. No, I feel you. It's kind of the same thing we were just talking about with pictures and making them one size fits all. Why can't we just have one bin that fits all? I don't care if I'm on a goddamn Embraer. Like, you know what I mean? That's not my problem. It's not.
I know. And then the other part about this too, and I said something. I don't normally say this, but I had paid for a first class seat. I wanted comfort. So I deserve the overhead compartment the first class area.
Right.
This gal in front of me put her suitcase in the overhead. So I'm thinking, oh, we're seatmates. No. She put it in the overhead and kept walking. And I was like, hey, I was like, you got to take that down there. I was like, this is MySpace because now you've
taken
it
down the road.
MySpace. Do you still have that? I never had a MySpace account, but you got to take it. Your overhead is in 12C. Mine was in 4B. I paid for that overhead. You need to take yours and I'm not the asshole. Move it on down. I don't like it. I don't like it. You throw it up there and then keep walking. Now
you wonder why you're getting UTIs, the stress on your body.
I know. I have a lot to say about
it. Well.
So this is exactly why I stay in studio. Why I get in my car, I drive to the Fox lot and I drive home. I don't have the patience. You are a much more patient person than I am when it comes to traveling. Nope.
I'm definitely crabby when it comes to traveling. You just kind of have to put your head down and go. And it's just hard to deal with the people that don't know how to travel.
Sounds like I don't, apparently.
Yeah, it's a bummer. So you're not sleeping well?
So
is that because of the traveling too? I mean, that doesn't help.
I don't know. I haven't been sleeping well. I'm the person that normally can fall asleep, like I said, anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
And
what are your symptoms? Like, are you up thinking? Are you going to sleep for a hot second and then waking up? What's your symptoms here?
My symptoms, doctor,
we'll call the Green Bay doctors and ask.
I'm like, oh, I'm tired. I'm ready to go to bed. And then I always take a shower before I go to bed. It's just like a thing, whatever. If I have makeup on my face or whatever. take a shower, go to bed, and then I lay there and I stare at the ceiling and then I toss and I turn. And I've never been like that before. In the last couple mm-hmm. weeks, I'm just thinking, and then I get up and I write like to get stuff out of my brain for my to-do list. But yeah, I'm having an issue, and I feel for people that have ever had insomnia or don't sleep very well, because it's never been an issue in my life. So I'm open to any and all suggestions. I know that you, as I mentioned, have the TB12 stuff. I'm going to ask for the link and purchase any. I don't like taking that melatonin or the NyQuil. Then I might be sleeping till noon the next day. Yeah. I don't want to get too crazy with, you know, the remedies for it. It's just something I've never had before. So yeah, it's where I'm at.
I'm looking at it right now because you guys have actually reached out to me about it before. TB12 has a website that you can go to, but he sells these supplements that are all natural. And this is not an ad. I swear this guy is not paying me to say this. No, I know. I'm asking for it. Yeah, but you guys, it's really, really good. You take two before bed, and, you know, I go out and I throw 500 touchdowns a year, but it's called sleep. It's the sleep you've been dreaming of. And
can you text me that?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm DMing it to you right now. It's so good. Relax Perfect. Before bed, fall asleep faster, improve quality sleep faster.
Perfect.
Sending it your way. It's great.
I love it. Thank you.
Sure.
Speaking of DMs, as I mentioned before in our pregame, we were answering some of your guys' questions. You had a question, which was wonderful. It was from Megan One Hoffman. She said, can Erin talk about her Dancing with the Stars experience? If you're interested in that response, then head over to the pregame and listen.
Sure.
But I wanted to expand upon what you said with your relationships that you made on that show, in particular, Maxim, who was your dance partner. Mm-hmm. And I know a friend that you made afterwards, and everything that's going on with him and the situation in Ukraine.
Yeah. His family is from Ukraine. And I believe he was filming a show out there. I think it was a Dancing with the Stars show. In the Ukraine, and he has been there. It's been well documented. It's been picked up everywhere. He's kind of doing live updates and putting them to his social media account right in the center of everything, which has been frightening. Much love. T's and P's, as our buddy Pat McAfee would say, to Max and to PETA, his wife, and to Val, his brother, who you also know, and his mom and dad. As of today, my sister and I were texting about it, that he is trying to get out. And I think trying to get to Poland, I think he was on a bus the last I saw. So that it has been such, I don't know, the whole situation, watching it on television unfold, it's like, I can't get enough of it, because I'm not trying to get political or anything, but how does your heart not go to these people that are separating with their families? They didn't ask for this. Mm-hmm. It is just out of control.
It brings me to someone had DM'd me and said, oh, you never talk about politics on your podcast. Well, this isn't a political podcast. Mm-mm. And you and I have both spoken that we want to continue to be educated in various areas.
Yes. But,
you know, we know what we know and we know what we don't know. And you and I are very same and aligned like this. We're always open to hearing why people have the thoughts that they have, whether it's with politics, religion, whatever. But you and I don't talk about that because it's not something that we want for public consumption.
And I'm also not well educated enough in it. I am here all day long to talk to you about the latest news with this Kyler Murray thing and the memo that went out. Goodness gracious. And, you know, what's going to happen? It's the combine this week and all the things. But I am not educated enough to speak about politics. And it's just not my place to do it.
Totally. But you and I, in terms of our heart and our care and concern, isn't political.
Right.
It's just humanity.
Yeah.
And when I see these little kids and I see, you know, Maxim had even said something that these were the boys that he was judging in a dance competition, and now they're getting ready to go off and fight for their country. So, you know, it's a world that we do not know. And all we can continue to do is send our thoughts and prayers out to anyone that's involved, and especially just people that are innocent bystanders, that all you ever want in life, and again, not political, is like peace and happiness. And unfortunately for a lot of people, it's a lot harder than others. So that is the extent of that. But anyways, going back to things that we are comfortable expanding upon, which is football. Do you want to talk about the memo for real? Do you really want to talk about that or not really?
Not really, but I was again to our friend Pat McAfee break it down. It is so interesting, the whole thing. Also, that Pat was saying, which you will love, I think there was a spelling error in it.
Okay, so for those of you guys that don't know, Kyler Murray's agent put out this memo on behalf of Kyler. If you guys haven't read the memo, you know, various outlets, you can pull it up very easily. And it is a long memo.
Yeah.
It is not Times Courier New writing. It is very small and font 9. But there's just sort of like his position on how he wants to be there, but he needs to know he can be there long term. And there was the whole, what did you make of the J.J. Watt video when he put it out and he was saying, and I'm going to mess it up, but it was something like how kind of intimating that we all make a lot of something like, oh, who likes what on Instagram? Basically, Kyler had deleted any connection that he had with Arizona, right?
Right.
He stopped following the Cardinals.
There's another quarterback that just did that too, right? Russell?
Did he stop?
I don't know if he stopped following, but he took off that he was the quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, which, by the way, brings up a whole other conversation. The fact that guys can, like, toy – I need to stop saying like. The fact that guys can toy with teams on social media – you know what I'm saying? It's just – it's almost childish. I'm not saying those guys are childish, but it's like, are we breaking up? Are we not breaking up? Like, unfollow. You know what it is?
Okay. Well, there's a lot – actually, there's a lot here I can unpack. My whole thing, and whether it's my personal life or whether it's issues with my profession, I'm not going to talk about it until I want to talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. Or until I need to talk about it. So with these guys and, you know, the posturing of back and forth, like, I want to be here. And like when Russell did it last year, I would say it to his face. It pissed me off when he was like, I want to play in Seattle, but if I was to go anywhere else, these are the four teams I'd want to go play for. It's like, I like my wife, but these are the four girls I'd want to date. I hate it. You are a paid employee. You are an employee of that team. Do not flirt with other people. And we have even, you know, just in a lot of different areas of life, I think that you don't say anything until you take it up with your own management and your own employers or your own spouse or partner or whatever, and then make it public. So, yeah, that's my thought on that. Because while someone else is writing your checks, sweetheart, you still work for that team and organization, and it becomes drama. And I want to, if I own a team, I want people to come to me before I then have to read the tea leaves. In the world of social media, you know, is a whole different animal. And I think it's a blessing and a curse. But when you start to, I don't know, it just bothers me when people flirt with being unloyal before they need to.
What did you think of the memo? Did you notice the spelling error?
No. What was the spelling error?
I don't know. Pat was talking about it. It was like chooses or choses or I don't know what it was. It was something.
You're an idiot.
Oh, boy.
How about when people do that?
Y-O-U-R-E. What are you doing? Are you pulling it up?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's so long. The podcast would be over by the time. I mean, I read through to find the spelling error. But I don't know. I just. My previous rant, I think you keep things in-house until they're out of house, until you out of the house. But anywho.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing, what about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
I have a completely different way to take this entire conversation, and I don't know how to have a good segue, which is another reason why I'm not in the studio.
You're so stupid. You don't have to have a segue. It's a podcast.
So anyways, I am, yes, a tad hungover, but that's neither
good girl.
Here nor there. But
I'm so jealous I wasn't with you.
Yeah. In Montana, we are very slow to the knowing cocktails and trends and so forth. It wasn't until COVID that my husband and I really got on the tequila train. We had been kind of a beer, wine. I'll be honest, this was a lot about me changing wine because I was crying after two glasses, fighting with him after three. Like, nobody needs that. And here's the thing, like, if you want to kind of like sip on a beverage all day, you can't do it with red wine. And I think a Sauvignon Blanc is kind of the same way. It's like by two or three, like shit's getting messy for me and I'm not enjoyable to be around. So I quickly found that tequila was a great way for me to sip on something, not completely make an ass out of myself. I don't start getting emotional or crying or all the things. So we were in Montana. We were at one of our favorite little spots to go to at this bar away from our house. And it was ranchy and vibey. And it was like a cold, like minus 10. And they had live music. There's your karaoke. And the woman came over and she goes, "What can I get you guys to drink?" And I was like, "I don't want a wine because I know we're going to be here a while and I don't want to be sloppy drunk and I want to go home and, you know, watch TV and all that kind of stuff." And so I was like, "This is what I like. I like Blanco tequila. I like soda water and I like a lime. What can I have that's kind of a fun, mountainy vibe? I hate sweet. Sweet makes me want to barf."
Right.
We tried this thing at the bar called Ranch Water, and it has changed my life. Well, now I have a headache, but it is Blanco
what
tequila.
Is it? Okay.
Mezcal tequila, which is a smoky Yeah, you feel mountainy, cozy, like, yes, like it's just great. Soda water, lime. They did a bit of agave and jalapeno in it, but I can't do sweet. So anyways, last night we had one and it took the bar a little bit because I was like, I can't have agave. It makes my, like, it's sweet. It's grossing me out. We did a little jalapeno, but we finally got it and they are refreshing. If any of you have a fabulous ranch water non-sweet recipe, send them our way to the Calm Down Podcast Instagram account.
I was going to say, you need to call your cute ranch place and ask them what the actual breakdown is of ingredients, because I wish, and you and I talk about this all the time, whenever you order your tequila soda when you're not having ranch water, I'm like, I wish I could do that, because I'm the person that likes to drink wine. I'm either a disaster or a good time. I got to find that in between. You'd think at the age of 40, I would finally find it, but here we are. So I would love to drink tequila for a couple reasons. A, it is the one alcohol that's not a depressant. Great.
Good.
B, the caloric part, like you're mentioning, and wine. I got a problem, man. I can throw down like four glasses and all of a sudden four glasses is a bottle of wine and you go like this, shit, and like have to hide it in the bottom of the garbage can.
There's
and now
so
there's
much
not the
sugar
problem.
In it.
So much sugar, hence the bloat. So I would love to switch over to the tequila side of things. The only way I can do that, and you said the magic word, is the jalapeno and the mezcal.
Jalapeno.
I can get in with that because I like a spicy margarita, but I can't do the super sweet thing. So now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently ranch water is a real thing. People have been doing it for ages. Who knew? We just got on the program. But I was like, Googling different ranch water recipes, and I am so into it.
I'm working on not interrupting. You said ranch, and I immediately thought of what I also wanted to talk about with you. Have you started watching 1883?
No, I heard it's fantastic.
Oh my God.
We just finished Yellowstone.
Okay. My dad and mom are visiting me in Nashville. I mean, parents' weekend all the time over here. Yeah. You know, I love Scott and Kathy and their retirement tour. So my dad says, have you seen 1883? And I was like, I don't know if I want to be depressed. And like, it just seems, and he goes, stop. Last night, four episodes, bam, 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 bam. I can't wait. I mean, I'm going to run downstairs, and as soon as he's back, who knows where they are? Karaoke probably on Broadway. I am going to bang out another four episodes because I am obsessed. Faith Hill's daughter narrates it. Faith Hill and Tim McGraw are excellent in
really?
It. There are so many life lessons. You're going to cry. You're going to laugh. The daughter in it, not giving anything away. She is so beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God. And I just keep looking at her skin and her hair. And everything about it is great. It's about loyalty. It's about survival. It's about you think your shit's tough. Like, that's why I even sit here and complain, like, oh, I can't sleep at night. Then we look at what's going on in Ukraine. Then we look at what these people had to endure. Like, even just to get to Oregon, like giving up their life, their possessions, like everything just for the promise of something better. So I'm all in on 1883. And if anyone has seen it all, don't tell me what happens because I am into it. I don't want to say I like it better than Yellowstone.
Whoa.
I don't. But it is a different kind of viewing. It just makes you compassionate for what our early settlers went through. And I love the Oregon Trail, but I will play that game differently now. You know, the buffalo and the cholera mean something.
What was it that you didn't want to get? Dysentery or something with the Oregon Trail? Because then you die?
Yeah, that was one. Cholera, smallpox. Like,
what is dysentery?
I think it maybe something with the water, because there was a certain part of the show, Ryan, if you know, or somebody smarter than us knows, they were drinking water out of the creeks. And if you didn't boil the water, then you'd get really sick from it. But
it's not the Faith kind of ranch water I
knew that
I
Tim
want.
McGraw was, well, that's a different kind of water. Mm-hmm. Now, ranch water we want. Tim McGraw was excellent. I don't know. I mean, I hadn't Faith Hill. I don't know if that was her acting actress. Whatever. Is it still actress acting debut?
Are we allowed? I don't know. To say actress, is it actor? Are we all actors?
I don't know what it is. I think thespians, right? Aren't we all one of the arts? Then, yeah. Speaking of which, the Screen Actors Guild Award was last night, and I didn't.
Did you see Faith Hill?
I didn't. Well, I only saw the thing that you sent me, but I didn't watch any of it. And normally I care because of, care about the outfits. I was so engrossed in 1883. That it was a time. All I can think, SAG Awards brings back very bad memories for me. It wasn't a highlight of my professional career on the red carpet. You know, I may have had too much champagne prior to the awards. And
what year?
I think it was like 2018. I was wearing this white dress. Whoa. And let's just say that the champagne and the sun of it, like we were doing the awards, it was down by the Coliseum, the shrine. Oh my God. I'll put that on. It was so embarrassing. I was so drunk. I had my boss, Lisa, made a low light reel of the questions I was asking actors and actresses because I was so out of it. I don't know how I wasn't fired right then and there.
Whoa.
It wasn't my finer
who
moment.
Who was the hot, like, who was the hot actor and actress of that that SAG Awards?
Don't ask me. I don't remember. I mean, but I do remember... there was, I shouldn't even say I remember that. Sarah Paulson is who I was interviewing. And she is an incredible actress, but she was very patient with me as I was trying to get out the question that I was slurring and making an ass out of myself for. She was in the O.J. Simpson documentary at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Documentary.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was kind of her. Not to bring back 1883.
Please
but
do.
Yes, I have a girlfriend, Megan Carter, mm-hmm. who swears by it, loves it. So yeah, it's got to be something we get on. We just finished Yellowstone. We just started up Ozark.
You know how I feel about this. I got to start from the beginning. No, I haven't seen it. And I was like, can I jump into
so
season
good.
Four?
No,
or five?
No,
no.
Said,
no, 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 no.
Jason Bateman.
What are your guys' thoughts? Actually, I'd like to open up the question and answer portion of the program. What are your guys' thoughts on coming into series like that? Like, I'm not allowed.
No.
I got to go all the way back to the beginning. And what series are we allowed to? Like, Schitt's Creek, you could go into season three without any problem.
Yeah, I know, but you can't really. I mean,
I'm not a stickler
like that. I
don't
recommend
it. Okay.
Come on. There's too much that's unfolding in Ozark. You have to start from the first episode, and it's so damn good.
Our producer Ryan just said you got to go from the beginning always. I disagree.
Always.
I disagree. Who sides with me and thinks that you can just jump in whenever? I understand some series are sequential and you need to, but not for everything. Guys, I have loved this. I don't know if we have to wrap. But
probably should.
What do you do?
I have a question for you really quick.
Go.
As I'm looking at your new Wally World texture. Wallpapered office.
Mm-hmm.
What's been the hardest part about your renovation in Nashville? Oh. And what have you loved the most?
Oh,
and
I
we'll
love
end
you
on that.
You're so cute. Thank you for asking. The hardest part of the renovation is now giving the house up to renters.
Yeah.
And if the future renters ever listen to this, thank you so much for not putting your hands all over my white couch. The hardest part is just having patience, because as anyone knows that is also a client of mine at House and Home, or doing their own home renovations or even purchasing of any product, delays, delays, delays. So I'm very impatient. So I either buy locally so I know it's right there, or in this particular case, bought a bunch of stuff in LA and then shipped it out here about locally, A, to support local businesses, but also I don't have the patience. When someone goes, I can wait until July for a couch, I'm like, you're a better person than me. I want all that shit done right now. So that's the hardest part about any renovation in the current climate that we're in. And the best part for me was I had this one big wall, and I'll take a picture of it. And I was unclear what I wanted. I'm not sophisticated enough in art, but the wall called for like a piece of art. And I didn't do anything with it. And I was like, I'm going to do something different. So I did a whole wall of antiqued mirrors.
It's so cool.
It could have went one of two ways. I like it. I did this house with I think every like home needs to have a theme. My theme in this house was for it to be like a Soho house, if anyone's been into that. Each room is kind of different. It's like a mix of eclectic, like antique, but with new things. So I was happy with how that came out. If you're interested in my services, houseandhome.design, thank you for asking. I love you.
That sounds like Dolores's house on Real Housewives of New Jersey. I feel like every room is a different theme.
Oh, really?
By the way, incredible season. Mm-hmm. This one is Andy Cohen.
I don't even know
genius.
Which one she's on.
Oh, New Jersey.
Oh, New
Fantastic.
Jersey. I got to get, that's something I need to get caught up on all of them. I just got into Utah.
So good. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure as always. We have a lot of questions for the listeners and viewers. Head over to our DM, send them. We read them all. And please partake in the polls that we ask. We will take this. We will have the final votes tallied. No hanging chads here.
Thanks to our special surprise guest, Matthew Stafford, for not showing up.
What the fuck? It was going to be Matthew Stafford?
Yeah!
You son of a bitch!
It's what happens when he drinks too many ranch waters. We'll
mix
get
in
him
a
on.
Water every now
Kelly
and then,
Kelly wants
Matt?
To be on, too. They both said they do, so we'll figure it out. That's a little tease.
Matthew!
I know.
Good for you. Keep celebrating.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.